The new movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind tells the story of two star-crossed lovers whose stars are now so crossed they decide to erase their memories of each other. They do this using the services of a company called Lacuna Incorporated. Here's the head of the company, played by actor Tom Wilkinson, discussing the procedure with Jim Carrey's character, Joel.
By the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories were targeted with withered and disappeared. As in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage, but it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking.
Oh, where does Hollywood get these nutty ideas? Well, this one's not so nutty. According to Slate contributor Steven Johnson, he's the author of a new book on how the brain works.
The film actually has a more sophisticated model of memory formation than the acclaimed 2000 thriller Memento. In that movie, a man incapable of forming long-term memories hunts down a killer, furiously scribbling clues onto Polaroids before the memory fades to black. The fading of memory in Memento is all about the loss of pure information, like an erased hard drive. In Eternal Sunshine, the memories being erased are more about emotion than raw data, the resilience of all those feelings. That's consistent with a lot of cutting-edge brain research today. Consider the case of traumatic memories. Scientists believe they are captured and stored by two separate parts of the brain, the hippocampus, the normal seat of memory, and the amygdala, one of the brain's emotional centers. People incapable of forming long-term memories thanks to hippocampus damage can still form subconscious memories of traumatic events if their amygdala is intact. Someone suffering from the Memento condition would likely have a feeling of general unease encountering a person who had harmed them in the past, though they wouldn't be able to put their finger on why. As the plot of Eternal Sunshine correctly suggests, the brain is designed to preserve emotionally strong memories. Even amnesiacs, under the right circumstances, can remember their past feelings. Eternal Sunshine's treatment of memory erasure also has a parallel in contemporary neuroscience. Some scientists now believe that memories effectively get rewritten every time they're activated. Studies on rats suggest that if you block a crucial chemical process during the execution of a learned behavior, pushing a lever to get food, for instance, the learned behavior disappears. The rat stops remembering. Theoretically, if you could block that chemical reaction in a human brain while triggering a specific memory, you could make a targeted erasure. Think of a dreadful fight with your girlfriend while blocking that chemical reaction, and zap, the memory's gone. Selective erasure of memories is just a theory right now, and it's likely to stay that way for a long time. But cosmetic memory enhancement may well become a reality in the next 10 years, just as targeted mood enhancers like Prozac have become commonplace over the past 10. You won't be able to sharpen your memory of a single person, of course, but you might just be able to take a pill that will increase your general faculties of recollection. There's some irony here. While films like Eternal Sunshine and Memento fret over the perils of memory erasure, we should really be worrying about the opposite. What happens when you remember too much?
Steven Johnson is the author of Mind Wide Open, Your Brain, and the Neuroscience of Everyday Life. You'll find his article on memory science in the movies at Slate.com.